Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. That and a good, honest, hard-working American people absolutely can't be beat. We built the greatest country on the face of the earth. And to use the phrase from Donald Trump, we can make it great again. Make America great again is the idea. We can get it done. Quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com or smile and dial 877-817-9829. Ask them about their incredible specials, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. We had our guest on, Mrs. Becky Akers. She's the author of two incredible novels, Get Them Before They're Banned. Hailstorms, one of them about Nathan Hale. The other one is Abducting Arnold, a historical other side of the story, if you will. Incredible stuff. Get your copies today. She's also an incredible columnist, writes all over the internet for good, honest Americans against the TSA and the NSA, exposing the crimes, abuses, and hostilities of those thuggish, unconstitutional organizations. We also talked about who won the debate, you might ask. I mean, everybody admits that Mike Pence won big time. Even Chris Matthews, you know, isn't that the guy that had the tingle up his leg for Barack Obama, admits that Mike Pence absolutely won. The mainstream press trying to write headlines like, you know, Mike Pence edges out Tim Kaine. Okay, that's bogus. He absolutely had his head. CBS moderator Elaine Cajano repeatedly attacked Governor Mike Pence over and over, helping Tim Kaine, and they still lost. Kaine interrupted Pence over 70 times. Sam Bushman's comments, Mike Pence owned Tim Kaine. Mike Pence is winning over undecideds while Tim Kaine melts down. That's right. Pence on fire, gloves come off. In big VP debate, that's what WorldNet Daily writes, Laura Ingraham says Pence came across as gracious and serious. Kaine comes across as a total jerk. Boy, is that spot on. Mike Pence won, Twitter decides. CNN instant poll says that Mike Pence won. The liberals just don't know what to do. Anyway, we wrapped that up, covered the debate in detail. Talked about the most important issues to me. That is, we need to be very careful about our hawkish war ideas on both sides of the aisle. We need to work on talking about pro-life versus pro-death and make that argument contrast as clear as it can get. It is a pro-life, not a pro-death reality in America, folks. And we need to understand that when we say, oh, don't you trust women to choose? No, I don't trust women when they murder their babies. Many of these women, by the way, are forced into the abortion plans. They regret it before they do it, and they absolutely suffer in silence and pain after. Where's that side of the story, Tim Kaine? Let's talk about choice and accountability. Let's talk about God's laws, and let's talk about the pro-life stance. That's the whole purpose of the proper role of government, sir. So come on. Anyway, Mike Pence did a great job. It's his polite, kind, appropriate presidential demeanor that won the day. Sam Bushman would have went off on Tim Kaine. But nevertheless, his kind, polite, appropriate demeanor, kind of Kirk Cosby-esque, if you ask me, from Mike Pence, did an incredible job. So there you have that. Bill Clinton trashed Obamacare, said that it was the craziest thing in the world. Now the Democrats are trying to walk that back. The mainstream press, not sure how to handle that, but there you go. Really, Bill Clinton trashed Obamacare, said that it was the craziest thing in the world. We have the soundbite. We'll play that from time to time just for fun. Obama says the NSA is not rifling through ordinary people's emails, except he lied. Now bombshell, Yahoo secretly scanned and looked through everybody's emails for the FBI and the NSA. Can you believe that? Barack lied. Where's the mainstream press calling Barack a liar like they do to Donald all the time? They run around and tell you how crazy Donald's lies are, and when you dig in, you find out it's No, it's not a lie. It's true. And then when these guys lie, you dig in and find out it's a lie, and they still don't cover it, huh? Hey, Barack lied. He said that the government wasn't rifling through your emails. The NSA's not. Okay, the NSA hired Yahoo to do it for them. But they still did it. They're playing games with words. FBI now agrees to destroy the laptops of Clinton aides in immunity deal. This is beyond imagination. So they first claimed that the reason that they had to give the people immunity is because they had to get the laptops, and otherwise it would have been a long, protracted legal battle to get them, and so they granted immunity to get the laptops to get painted on the evidence. But they lied. Why do they lie? Because now the deal really is that they give immunity to the people and agree to destroy the laptops. Well, then what was the reason to give immunity again? You're lying, folks, and you got caught. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2. We had on Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. An emotional Ammon Bundy testifies in his own defense. He was on the stand yesterday. He'll be on the stand today. We'll get a breakdown in detail from that from Richard Mack, who will join us hopefully tomorrow. Former Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack will testify in the Ammon Bundy trial. He reported that, broke the news yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. Today, he's there. He met with Ammon's attorneys last night. Hopefully, he'll get to take the stand. I bet you the government does everything they can to prevent Richard Mack from standing and testifying for Ammon Bundy. But we'll let you know what happens. And if everything works out right, Richard Mack will be on the radio with us tomorrow to discuss the details. The only way they don't have court on Fridays, and so he'll be here tomorrow for sure. The question is if they can get him in and if he'll have a chance to testify, and will his testimony take longer than one afternoon? He might have to go back on Tuesday. Time will tell, because remember, Monday's a holiday, Christopher Columbus Day, right? All right. Anyway, there you have that. We also talked about Coach Joe Kennedy ramps up fight for prayers on 50-yard line. WorldNet Daily Bob Unruh writes the piece. Great article. He said he prayed both before and after games for years for the safety of all the players. I mean, this guy starts out praying for the other team and their safety. And he says often players on both teams would come over and voluntarily join him for the prayer. Oh, but the government can't stand it. So time will tell in that battle. We pray for the prayers, if you will. Kennedy just simply wants to get his job back. That's the reason for the lawsuit. He's not even asking for any monetary gain. He's seeking for nothing monetarily speaking. Just give me my job back and let me be free to pray as I will. So much for the pro-choice folks, right? The pro-death people don't want choice in prayer, do they? No. Youngest people ever to attend college. We talked about a 9-year-old youngster. The kid's awesome. Bottom line, according to Williams, according to William, I want to prove to everybody that God does exist, he says, by showing that only an outside force is capable of creating the cosmos. In other words, he's saying, you know what, I'm 9 years old, I'm brilliant, I'm going to college. My whole goal is to help people know for sure that God does exist. Now, that's tremendous. If this guy was a pervert or something else, they'd be glad to cover it in the mainstream press. But since this guy wants to use his talent, his skill, his incredible genius to talk about God, they don't want to talk about it. Of course, that's why it made it to Liberty Roundtable Live. Youngest people ever to attend college are now promoting God, family, and country. You got to dig it. We talked about a 102-year-old woman. She finally crosses off an interesting twist from her bucket list, if you will. She wanted to get arrested. No joke. And so she got arrested, and they put her in handcuffs and put her in the cruiser and everything. And she said, you know what, I just wanted to do that. And now, getting arrested is not on my bucket list. This lady lived 102 years peacefully, though, and so it was all just for her to, kind of cross off a bucket item. But it was kind of interesting. Then we talked about the cops. We talked about the battle and the debate related to the police. Mike Pence defending the police officers very well. Tim Kaine like a bumbling idiot. Nevertheless, I came up with a phrase, don't hate, don't escalate. In other words, don't run from the cops, don't pull a gun, don't get crazy. I agree we got to get rid of the bad apple cops that are unkind to people, and especially to certain races. They're unkind, and they got to stop it. We've got to be kind to everyone. But you know what? When you escalate and then a cop escalates, everybody's got to stop escalating. Cops, everybody. Don't hate, don't escalate. I say that to everybody. All right, we had an incredible guest yesterday, Mr. Ed Timberlake, author of the New York Times bestseller called Year of the Rat, which chronicled the Clinton administration's Chinese connections. And man, Clinton is dirty as all get out, folks. Wow. I used the word treason. Timberlake didn't want to use that, but he certainly said she's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. And we both agreed she belongs in jail. Ed certainly knows how to follow the money, folks, to say the least. And wow, it's a scary picture of compromise of national security, to say the least. Pay for play is the Clinton way, writes The Hill. Guccifer 2.0 hacks Clinton foundations, finds more pay-to-play stuff. That's a recap. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio, baby.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt Crosby.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. It looks like 84 million people watched the presidential debate last week or whatever. Turns out that 37 million watched the presidential or vice presidential debate. They're saying the numbers are way down. That's according to Nielsen. But to me, 37 million people watching a vice presidential debate is pretty incredible, Kurt.
Yeah, it seemed like it. By the way, as the intro music came in, I thought I heard way back behind the thing something like, "Come on, little fishy, come on." Do you know anything about that?
No.
Is that part of the recording?
No.
Anyway.
Of course not. That was just me.
Just curious.
That was just me off air. Kurt's giving you a little bit of behind the scenes, what's happening.
Oh, okay.
On the radio,
I wasn't sure if I heard that or if that was in the recording.
Well, when I see 37 million people watch a vice presidential debate and I see Mike Pence absolutely tell the truth and nail the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that the Democrats will say is, you know, Tim Kaine made all these allegations and Mike Pence didn't answer any of them. And Mike Pence said that Donald didn't say the things that he really clearly said that we can prove. Mike Pence didn't say he didn't say any of those things. What Mike Pence tried to get across was, you guys are manipulating and taking out of context and perverting everything Donald said. Yeah, Donald's done some of those things. We're not denying that. But what we're saying is your way of reporting it and manipulating it. I'll give you an example. The Mexico thing. The only thing Tim Kaine talks about is, oh, Donald said that they're rapists and ne'er-do-wells and
murderers,
criminals and drug and whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Donald did say some of those things. He said that there are an element that are crossing the border that are rapists and terrorists and criminals and everything else, and they've got to be stopped. He did say that.
Yeah, you could say that about any kind of people, you know.
Of course.
They're bad guys and they're good guys.
And if you were on a different border, you would have talked about a different nationality doing the same thing. Okay, it's not a Mexican thing either. It's a reality of where we live right now. Mm-hmm. But he also said a bunch of other things. He said that Mexicans are great people, that a lot of them are incredibly hard workers, that we want to work on a way to let the right people figure out a way to become Americans. We want to let the right people come to America with incredible skills to benefit America. Immigration's a needful thing, but we can't deal with that at all until we stop criminal activity and terrorism and shut down the border from mischief and illegal activity. It's an illegal question. Okay, but they don't talk about any of the other pieces. And so when Mike Pence says Donald didn't say that, he's saying you're taking it all out of context. He didn't say it at all, like you're alleging. And you can't take it out of context and manipulate it the way Donald. Okay, so Donald has called a few women ugly. It's true. He shouldn't have done it. Nevertheless, to say that's all Donald thinks of women is bogus. Donald's literally hired hundreds of women, praised them, been kind to them. Many women we've interviewed on this broadcast, Kurt, that say, you know what? I'm not even going to discuss what Donald said compared to what Hillary's done to women. These women are saying this, not me. And so, see, that's the problem where Tim Kaine takes it completely off the rails out of context. Anyway, we digress. There's a 91-year-old woman. I don't know if she's a Trump supporter, Kurt, but she might as well be.
But she's not here. Good point. But she, in her situation, she basically found out she had cancer. And, you know, she decided just not to take the chemo and stuff. I mean, imagine that. And, you know, she basically cruised around the country with the help of her children and had a great time. I mean, including things like, riding in a hot air balloon and all these different things. I mean, she just got so excited and had a great time. Her children even said, man, because she was out doing all these things, you know, getting out, enjoying stuff, that she basically got healthier. I mean, imagine that.
Well, a lot of outdoors, a lot of fun, a lot of let go of the stress of life, and does a lot of people good. And you know what? I think this is an example to follow, Kurt. She just said, look, I'm not going to suffer. I'm not going to spend a gazillion dollars. I've lived an incredible life, and I'm gonna go out with a bang. I mean, this lady might have done the same thing as our other buddy we just talked about, that 102-year-old lady. She should have just got arrested for fun, you know? I mean, it's one of the bucket list things. This other lady took what did she do, a hot air balloon and everything else? It was cool, man.
I mean, she was having a time of her life, really.
I wonder if she could if she could do like the vote by mail thing. She could have voted for Trump before she kicked off, too. She probably just sent it right in, and then, you know,
several times.
Her last act was sent in a vote for Trump, you know. But anyway, pretty neat, though.
One thing, you know, that a lot of folks will disagree with is that she didn't take the cancer treatments that they recommended. And I just look at that and think, man, I mean, they said she had stage 4 uterine cancer. By the way, she's a World War II veteran as well. And she, when they told her the treatments, she just said, no.
I'm loading up the RV. I'm out. I'm going to go party for, you know, as long as I can last. And believe it or not, she lasted longer than the doctor said, and she enjoyed the heck out of it.
That's right. She said, I'm 90 years old. I'm not going not interested in going through that, I'm hitting the road.
Now, there's a couple other tidbits in this story that are worth discussing, too. They talk about she had a husband, first of all. They understood their gender roles. Ooh. You know, where she comes from, the men are men and the women are women, you know what I mean? And she was married to this guy for 67 years before he passed away, Kurt. What a legacy. Now, what an incredible example.
I mean, yeah, 67 years is... quite a while, Sam.
Yeah. That's and he passed away in 2015, and so I'm sure she's just like, I'm going to party and then go join my husband. He'll be waiting for me, you know? And I think that's all, you know, good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they said she, besides riding in the hot air balloon, she went whale watching. She even enjoyed a view of the Grand Canyon, you know, and her son lifted her out of the basket, you know, the hot air balloon basket. And she was laughing so hard she couldn't even breathe.
See, that's incredible, man. That's awesome. Yeah. And her son basically talks about how incredible his mom was. He says, you know what, I knew she was incredible, but man, after this year, I really realized who my mom really was. In other words, they spent so much time together, you get to know each other on a different level than day-to-day life. It's kind of like that Tim McGraw country song, Live Like You Were Dying.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it's a little bit like that, right?
Great example of it.
Of course, if we cover this on the radio, though, that just proves we're like racists and terrorists and, you know, any positive news that can kind of come out of, got to shut that down.
I guess she really liked lavender, too, Sam. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah, her son's going to try, 100 different kinds or something crazy? Never heard of that.
They said, did you know there were 400 different varieties of lavender? And, he's, you know, the article says Miss Norma would have sampled all of them if we had time. So she liked that lavender stuff, you know.
Maybe some
she
of that
loves
stuff to keep her being 91.
Pie and she loves to eat pie and even drink beer. He says, and all of that stuff. The photos you can see from her face that she's just thriving. Her health has absolutely improved. You know, it's good advice for us all to, you know, enjoy the good stuff, you know.
And yeah, speaking of good stuff.
The joy.
If you want to try raw honey delivered directly to your door, I saw some behind-the-scenes emails. Kurt's getting more varieties of honey in for delivery and availability. They taste phenomenal. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. You want to get incredible pricing on it. First, go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com, become a member. Then go and get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, and say, hey, Kurt, I need some raw honey. And by the way, I'm a GMLF member. I'm a GiveMeLibertyFund.com member, and I need some deals. And Kurt will deliver incredible taste and honey to your door. I'm telling you right now, you put that stuff on biscuits, it is out of this world. But I'm just telling you, you got to try it. I don't know how to describe it. I can talk all day, and all it's going to do is make your mouth water. But if you try it, I'm just telling you right now. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's raw honey delivered to your door before it's banned, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
I did go in down.
And, you know, try to get my little sampling permit. At least, I don't know for sure if I'm really legal, but if we're not, maybe we can meet in some back alley.
You're legal until you keep talking on the radio. Then you'll just somehow be illegal again, see?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always straight ahead on your News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Obi Anthony, a California man who spent 17 years in prison for a murder he was later proven not to have committed, was freed with the help of the Loyola Law School's Project for the Innocent and the Northern California Innocence Project. Anthony, now founder and president of Exoneration Nation, a support network for former convicts who have been exonerated of their supposed crimes, is now working for passage of Assembly Bill 1909, which would create a standalone statute making it clear that it is a felony for any prosecutor to intentionally and in bad faith withhold evidence of innocence, he explained in a recent Sacramento Bee op-ed column. Although it is technically illegal to withhold this type of evidence, state law is not explicit about it, Anthony elaborates. There is a felony statute for peace officers who conceal evidence. There is also a law if someone introduces false evidence, but the law does not specifically state it is a crime to withhold proof if a person is innocent. In the Supreme Court ruling Brady v. Maryland, it is a due process violation for prosecutors to withhold potentially exculpatory evidence from the defense. Judge Alex Kaczynski of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has referred to an epidemic of Brady violations by prosecutors. Anthony insists that AB 1909, which is awaiting Governor Jerry Brown's signature, makes it clear that if you try to put an innocent person into state prison, you can and should be punished. We cannot let this epidemic grow with impunity. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on tap when you're listening to Liberty Roundtable live. By the way, we're live and on demand on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's free. Also, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com, our websites. Check them all out today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest, Mark Smith. He's an attorney. He's a law enforcement authority person for Donald Trump. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, Mark.
Tim, how you doing? Thanks for having me on today.
We're doing absolutely fantastic. Now, when we talk about law enforcement, that was an incredible point that Mike Pence made in the debate that, you know what, law enforcement overwhelmingly support Donald Trump, right?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, one of the critical aspects of Donald Trump's campaign is to not just make America great again, of course, it's also make America safe again. And what we've seen, and in particular here in New York City, to me, is a great example of where Hillary Clinton would like to go, where the mayor, Democratic mayor, you know, Bill de Blasio, you know, basically is rolling back a lot of the very effective policing efforts by Rudy Giuliani and then Michael Bloomberg as a follow-up. And what we're seeing here in New York City is, you know, the homeless people are back out on the streets. You know, public misbehavior, which I will not speak about on a family radio show, is happening every day in the streets of Midtown Manhattan, and it's totally unacceptable. And these are the kinds of new law and order policies Hillary Clinton wants to bring to all of the United States. But again, it's a good testing ground here in New York City because, of course, when it comes to liberalism, they tend to be out front. And that's what Hillary wants. And Donald Trump, of course, wants to stop that. He wants to make sure that the law and order policies that we've had in place for many years that have been quite effective up until this administration, you know, remain and are enforced, including, among other things, of course, building the wall and enforcing immigration policies that have been in place, just ignored by this administration of Barack Obama.
Now, how do we handle this? Now, I'm just kind of a layman. I don't really understand things, and so I'm hoping you can help me, Mark Smith, as an attorney and a law enforcement expert. Look, Hillary perjured herself before Congress. Bill Clinton perjured himself and got impeached over it. These people are absolutely beyond the pale. They put national security at risk for filthy lucre. How come they can't? How come somebody can't just arrest Hillary for her crimes?
Look, we unfortunately now live in a system where it's almost like there's two types of people. There's people that if you're on Hillary's team, you can get away with all sorts of things. I mean, for example, I think the best example of this that came out, Sam, is the fact that Cheryl Mills, an attorney, right, an admitted attorney, okay, gets criminal immunity and then is allowed to represent Hillary Clinton at Hillary Clinton's FBI interview. Now, I can assure you in my interactions with the Department of Justice that anybody else on the planet would never be able to get the kind of immunity that Cheryl Mills got and then be allowed to represent a target of a criminal investigation in the exact same matter where Cheryl Mills received the immunity. The only person that could get this kind of special treatment would be someone connected like Hillary. Trust me, if you and I did it, whole different ballgame. We probably wouldn't even get immunity. We'd probably be facing criminal charges now. But set that aside. There is really, the things that Hillary Clinton has been able to get away with by not getting indicted for the mishandling of classified documents, by her entire team, like five or six people getting criminal immunity surrounding her. The list goes on and on and on of the things that she's been able to say that have been inconsistent with other things she said under oath is really shocking. And I can assure you that your listeners should under no set of circumstances think that they would be treated the same way with that kind of leniency should they do half the things that Hillary Clinton has done, because they would be facing criminal charges and quite likely would be locked up.
Now, here's the interesting thing about Cheryl Mills. They claimed they had to give her immunity so that they could get her laptop. And the reason they needed her laptop was to get the evidence. And they were afraid that because she was an attorney, et cetera, it would take years to get the laptop. But then the problem is in the immunity agreement, they agreed they would destroy the laptops. How does that all work?
Well, if you as an attorney have evidence that you know may be relevant to a legal proceeding. And in this case, by the way, everyone knew there were subpoenas issued by Congress, which is a form of legal proceeding. And there was all sorts of legal going-ons associated with the emails and the laptops and everything else. And the fact that any evidence was destroyed is really shocking in that way, because no one, in my professional opinion, would do such a thing, knowing that this stuff is subject to ongoing legal proceedings around the United States, including but not limited to Congress. Again, if your listeners did this kind of behavior, odds are they would be in really big trouble.
The only way you would do it is if you feared for yourself, if you didn't do it, and you knew you were somehow above the law, huh?
Well, again, if you were somehow assured or you felt confident that you would not be going to jail and that no one would do anything about it, then I guess, you know, you can get away with anything, right? But trust me, ordinary people, other than the Clintons and their friends, would not be able to do this sort of thing. But, of course, we see the double standard over and over, Sam. Look at how the IRS has treated the Tea Party groups, right? I mean, you know, could you imagine if the government, you know, singled out, you know, left-wing groups or Hillary Clinton groups? It would be...
That's why Donald Trump needs to call to abolish the IRS.
The next 90 days, right?
That's why Donald needs to call to abolish the abusive IRS.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, the IRS, of course, is, taxpayers are how we pay our bills. Taxpayers is what makes this country go around. As I've written repeatedly, Sam, you know, there is no government sector, nor is there a charitable philanthropic sector if you do not first and foremost have a private sector. Because without a private sector, there are no taxes to pay to the government. And without a private sector, there is no charitable giving, really. So you need a robust private sector first and foremost. Unfortunately, Hillary Clinton, you know, gets the cart before the horse here and thinks that you should have a robust governmental sector and ignore the private sector, but that's not even possible.
Well, let's be very clear. Clinton will promote illegal activity. Everywhere she goes for, almost three decades, we've seen illegal activity in strange circumstances surrounding Hillary Clinton and her entourage, if you will. Whereas Trump is your law and order candidate.
Well, of course, Donald Trump has made it clear, and I think the best example of law and order, Sam, is how he's going to enforce the immigration laws, build a wall, and make it very clear that people will no longer be allowed to come to the United States if they're not going to advance the cause of basically American liberty. They do not share our values, and they have not been properly vetted. Okay, and I think Hillary Clinton just doesn't care. She doesn't care who comes here. She doesn't care about vetting. She wants complete open borders and amnesty for people. That their first thing they've done in the United States is break a federal law. Now, why would you select your population from a group of people that are known criminals, known law violators, whose first activity in the country is to break the law? Why would you select from that population for people that would be good American citizens? It doesn't seem like that's a good sample.
Is it fair to say Hillary Clinton literally committed perjury, then destroyed evidence, and she doesn't care about the rule of law. Now, you could say, well, Sam, she had other people do it. But as far as I understand, you know, if you have somebody, if you tell somebody else to commit a murder on your behalf, I don't know that that gets you off the hook, does it? It seems to me that she doesn't care about the law.
Well, I think Hillary considers that she's above the law. I think she cares about the law for other people, but I don't think she cares as much about the law as it applies to her and her agenda. She's a very results-oriented person, Sam. I think what she cares about first and foremost is making sure that what she wants, her agenda, that her pockets are filled with cash, the Clinton Foundation. I think she cares about, you know, what's good for her and her agenda first and foremost. And if in the process of advancing that agenda, Sam, you know, she violates laws and does certain things that nobody else would be allowed to do, I don't think she really cares at the end of the day. I think she just cares about the result. And unfortunately, that's not how the American society should work and works for most people. But, you know, the truth is Hillary's been treated with a special, you know, she's been treated as a special person by the FBI and by many other people over the years. And, you know, I think that's especially the Clinton Foundation. I mean, look at New York's attorney general. So New York's attorney general is looking at, you know, the Trump, you know, some of the Trump charitable stuff and whatnot. And in contrast, you know, the Clinton Foundation has been operating here in New York for many years and has basically gotten, you know, no review by the attorney general of the state of New York. Why that separate treatment? Why that double standard?
And never mind the fact there's a whole lot more evidence against the Clinton Foundation than anybody else by far.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, there's entire books that have been written about Clinton cash and about the Clinton Foundation and all the documents that had come out through the FOIA request that shows that, you know, the people that were able to meet face-to-face with the Department of State, specifically Hillary Clinton as the head of the Department of State, you know, I believe, according to the Associated Press, over half of the people who were not government employees, you know, had given donations to the Clinton Foundation. Now, that is quite shocking. And again, this is not the Trump campaign. This is the Associated Press that ran this analysis, Sam, and reached this conclusion that, you know, the people that gave money to the Clinton Foundation, you know, obviously had a much better chance of sitting down with the Secretary of State. Now, I'll challenge your listeners to try this out. You try to get a one-on-one meeting with the Secretary of State or the head of any cabinet in the United States and see how long that will take you and see if you can pull that off.
Because, well, meeting Loretta Lynch on the tarmac is almost the pinnacle of saying I can do whatever I want to.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a great example where Bill Clinton, you know, during the email investigation with the Attorney General, they have a private meeting on a tarmac, and miraculously their private jets somehow interacted and were able to have this conversation.
Hold on, Mark. Mark Smith with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's an attorney, a law enforcement expert. He's for Donald Trump. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend David A. Clark Jr. and my good friend Joe Arpaio, both supporting Donald Trump overwhelmingly. Law enforcement supports Donald Trump for president. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Richard Mack, wants to help Donald Trump all he can as well. So there's a big reach out for that. Sheriff Richard Mack testifying in the Ammon Bundy case right now, today. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about law and order. We're talking to our guest, Mark Smith, attorney at law and law enforcement authority. Mark, right before the pause, I was basically mentioning that you know they think they're above the law when they can literally set up a clandestine meeting on the tarmac, suggest their planes just somehow were, you know, no problem, we're just together. But really, Bill Clinton literally browbeat Loretta Lynch on the tarmac and got caught.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I like to say that to my students that I teach, there is no right without a remedy. In other words, I suppose you can get away with anything if nothing happens to you. So here, you know, Hillary has done all sorts of things, as has her team, and nothing happens to them. So the only potential remedy that American people have here against Hillary and the people that have taken immunity and the people that have helped Hillary in this is really to basically prevent them from coming, you know, becoming the president. Because if Hillary becomes the president, all these people that have had these, you know, law-related problems are going to be moved right into the West Wing. They're going to be moved right into the White House, and they're going to be ruling over us for the next 4, if not 8 years, heaven forbid.
Dangerous.
And, that's where we're really going, Sam, assuming Donald Trump does not win. But I think Donald will win and prevent that from happening.
All right. One of the phrases I like to use is Donald Trump talks about jobs a lot, and no doubt we need jobs brought back to America. More jobs equals less crime from a law enforcement point of view. Historically, I think you can show that. When people have a job, they don't commit near as many crimes.
Well, Ronald Reagan said it best, that the best social welfare program ever invented was called a job. And I think that that is the best way to get this economy going and to get people so that they're not focused on, you know, misbehavior. They're focused on good behavior in the form of jobs. But I would also note that what we've seen here in New York is where you have crime neighborhoods, you drive out jobs, you drive out businesses. And crime actually drives out businesses and drives out jobs. So to some degree, if you can get crime and make it law and order under control, guess what? If crime's under control, it's a lot easier environment to start up jobs. People no longer fear going to the grocery store, walking down the street, going to the bank, shopping and the like, because, you know, no one wants to go out and engage in business if there's a danger of getting beat up or killed and the like. So to me, if you have a crime in a neighborhood, all the jobs get driven out of that neighborhood other than government social workers, which, of course, are probably all, in many respects, Hillary voters.
Mark Smith, ladies and gentlemen, we know you got a fly. Do you have a parting shot for America?
No, I hope they all will vote for Donald Trump because we need to make America great again, make America safe again, and I think he's the only one that can do it at this point. I think Hillary Clinton will see 4 more years of the same. She'll open up the borders, let everyone into the country without any vetting, and I don't think we can afford 4 more years of that kind of policy.
I've been saying this, Mark. Play the Trump card against crooked Hillary. Vote for Trump. What have you got to lose? All right. Thank you, sir.
Love it, Sam. That's great. Thanks, buddy.
There he goes. Mark Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Law enforcement expert, attorney at law, absolutely for Donald Trump for president. I'm just telling you right now, the number of people we've had on the broadcast that are supporting Donald Trump for president is astonishing, Kurt. It's absolutely astonishing. And the mainstream press wants you to believe everybody's for Hillary. Wow.
It's interesting to see the combination of the different folks. And if there's no vote fraud, which, you know, it's a pretty big if, then I'm seeing, as I suggested earlier, a landslide for Mr. Trump. But, you know.
Well, you've said that, and you and James Edwards and others believe that. And I can tell you this, I only have concerns because of the incredible corruption, as Mark wisely put it. You know what? She's above the law and can do whatever she wants to. That, along with the he who owns the media makes the rules issue, scares the heck out of me. I pray you guys are right, though. I pray I'm absolutely wrong. But I'm just afraid that the corruption's too great for somebody honest to win, Kurt.
That's a great point.
I mean, I pray I'm wrong. But, man, everything I see, it's like literally Bill Clinton goes out on the tarmac and just browbeats Loretta Lynch in secret right there in front of everybody, and there's no conflict of interest. I mean, Bill should be investigated by the FBI and going to jail saying, wait, what are you doing tampering with this case? Who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. But no one's saying a word. They're just like, nah, for you to even bring it up, you must be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's just crazy. And anything that Hillary does, Bill does, these people do, if you even bring it up, they're just like, you're a racist. Oh, you're goofy. Oh, you must be one of those conspiracy wackos, right? Oh, you're... And I've decided we just need to call Hillary the biggest bimbo eruption on the planet. Queen Bee.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, wow. Because, again, you can't talk about the issues or it just derails into some spiral down of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, when you were 5, you said that a girl had red hair. You hate women, don't you? It's just crazy talk. But yet Hillary can literally create the term bimbo eruption. That's why she needs to be called Queen Bimbo. Queen Bee, baby. Because she created that term against all these other women in defense of her husband's criminal activity of rape. Now, I don't know if Bill committed those rapes or not, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to leave that before a jury. What I'm saying, though, is these women can't even get their day in court, Kurt.
Well, and Hillary's the one that said before that all women should be believed, taken seriously about their problems.
Well, they should be believed.
You
know, that's the problem is that how do you go with that? And that's what I'm talking about. Donald said some bad things about women. He's like, oh, she's a pig. Well, okay, compare that to Hillary's abuse of these women?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, you got the son of a former prostitute, Bobby Ann Williams, having renewed calls for Bill Clinton to take a paternity test, claiming the former president is his father. The guy's now 30 years old. His name is Danny Williams, and he says he's the love child of Clinton with a prostitute during his time as governor. Now, whether you believe that or whether you say, oh, that's conspiracy whacked out stuff, here's my question. Can the son of a prostitute, the son of Bill Clinton, allegedly, can this guy find out the truth? Maybe they would have had to have done that back when he was a little kid where she could get child support. Now he's over the age of 18. But is there a statute of limitations on those things? Where do we go from here? The point is, does this guy get a day in court? He's like 30 years old now, Kurt, and he says, I want the truth. I want to prove that, you know what, Bill's my dad. And where do you go with that? Can you just dismiss that a wave of a hand?
Good point.
Well, if you're Bill and Hillary, yes. If you're anybody else, no.
You know, I've seen this a couple of times, and this is on his Facebook page, Danny Williams Clinton. It says BLM, and I was like, what's he talking about, the Bureau of Land Management? But he's
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, good point.
See, he's half black and half white. That. Bobby Ann's a black prostitute.
Well, that's what, yeah.
So he's black, just like Obama. Now, I know they're half white, but, you know, they can decide to be black. Now, personally, if you decide to be black instead of white, it almost seems like you're a racist. But not really. If you chose to be white, you'd be a racist. If you chose to be black, you're not, see?
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you that I want to judge this gentleman on his character. And I don't give a rip if he's black or white or what color he is. If he's an American, if he's a, you know, if he's a law-abiding citizen, if he's a good person, if we agree on the principles and everything, then he's a friend of mine, Kurt. And if he's a criminal, then a ne'er-do-well, then I don't want any part of the guy. But I don't give a rip what race he is. He's a child of God. And according to the Declaration of Independence, which I firmly believe in, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. That's men and women. It means mankind, right? And race has nothing to do with this.
Yep, good point.
You know, all lives matter to me, including the kind that Tim Kaine wants to destroy in the name of choice, in the lie called choice. I wonder if Tim Kaine would vote for choice for this gentleman, Danny, to be able to find out who his father is. You think he'd believe in that kind of choice, Kurt? No.
Doesn't look like it.
By the way, Glenn Beck's... Yeah?
I was just going to say, it looks like Russia Today has a piece where they're saying that prostitute's son wants DNA test. You know, you just don't...
Well,
you won't
does.
See this from CNN... you won't see it from,
see, and this is the problem that I have. Why not, Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's untrue, hey, just put the facts out. If it's true, you know, aren't we talking about truth, you know? And
well,
honesty?
And this just shows that there are all these newspapers, all these organizations, all these mainstream press news people, they're on a Hillary bender. And they're on a destroy Trump agenda-driven campaign. They just are. They don't want the truth. Now, by the way, I'm not even voting for Donald Trump. I might, but I'm not sure. I have not endorsed Donald Trump. Let's say that. But I really want to be fair about both candidates, Hillary and Donald, and tell the truth the best I can, lay it out so you guys can decide as the people. Now, I just don't want to taint your view by me saying, well, I'm an absolute Donald supporter. I like a lot of what Donald Trump says and does. And I think he's honest. I don't think Hillary Clinton's honest at all. And you can say, well, no, Donald's told some things that aren't true. When you really dig into a lot of what Donald says, it turns out that what the mainstream press spins it to be is not true. That's why Mike Pence said he didn't say that. Well, it isn't like the mainstream press is portraying. That's the facts. I don't defend everything Donald's done, nor should I. But I'm telling you that the mainstream press, they lie at every turn. All right. For example, Apple Inc., whose CEO Tim Cook is a major Clinton donor. He's one of the biggest not paid taxes guys on the planet.
Ooh.
Not to mention the New York Times, same thing, and then they run around and attack the Donald over it. Ooh, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? I'm just saying. All right, hour one in the can, two coming up, libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.